Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, June 25th. Tesla is preparing to partly shut down Gigafactory Shanghai for a few weeks in order to upgrade the production capacity. You heard that right. After a mandatory shutdown of the entire city, disrupting supply chains and across the industry, Tesla is now voluntarily shutting down its own factory of its own accord. The purpose is to reach a goal of 21,000 vehicle production capacity per week. When completed and realized, this would put Tesla at over 1 million cars per year. Prior to the shutdown, Tesla was already planning to greatly expand the site to the point where the expansion has been referred to as a whole new factory. Tesla is definitely playing the long shoe game as they are simultaneously ramping up production at Gigafactory Berlin and Gigafactory Texas. Tesla has relaunched its enhanced autopilot option and pulled almost all the features from its full self-driving package in the process. Aside from the beta program, Tesla has two feature sets, one of them called autopilot and another one called full self-driving. The full self-driving package includes access to the eventual realization of the namesake product when it becomes finished. At one point, Tesla offered access to the latest automatic features without the perpetual access to the finished capability. That product was called Enhanced Autopilot, and now it's back. At a $6,000 option, it includes the regular Tesla Autopilot features, as well as Navigate on Autopilot, Auto Lane Change, Auto Park, Summon, and Smart Summon. At the moment, the upgraded package called Full Self-Driving only adds one feature, which is the traffic light and stop sign control. However, the real value of this package is the features yet to be added, up to and including a robotic vehicle. Polestar has completed its SPAC merger with Gores Guggenheim, now trading under the stock exchange symbol PSNY. This merger comes as an opportune time for Polestar, recently announcing record sales for the year and an increase in Polestar 2 orders by 290% compared to the same time last year. Polestar has also joined six new global markets, totaling 25 countries and 135 retail footprints. According to the release, Polestar will celebrate its official debut in New York City on June 28th, when they will ring the bell at the NASDAQ. Now that it's officially listed, the public can invest in Polestar's future. On our site, you can find the link to watch the video live, electrek.co. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Tony S. says, "Tesla is a reflection of Musk. This is not praise of Tesla." Well, you know what, Tony? I forgot where, but one time I heard a description that Elon Musk is the magnet that attracts great minds from across the world. To me, that metaphor hits at something that we commonly lose sight of. Tesla, as a company, it must be filled to the brim with hardworking, talented, and gifted people. The company is on a rocket's path of growth, and while Musk deserves great credit for recruiting amazing people and leading the charge, he can't possibly do it all alone. I think eventually Tesla will have to figure out how to portray itself when Musk is gone, or perhaps when he is no longer willing to live under a microscope. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.